This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chet Buchanan and the Morning Zoo.
Spence's Challenge, Spence's Challenge, Spence's Challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
Lasso is filling in for David the Show Killer. Who's on the phone, bro?
Tiffany. Oh, no.
Uh-oh, oh, no. The worst possible thing that could have happened right now. Because Davey's out. Kayla's out. We realize this show is bloated. We've got a lot of people on the show. But the worst possible thing that could have happened right then happened. Did you get the idea that she panicked?
Oh, yeah. I think she panicked.
Not sure of herself?
Yeah, but David's looking pretty good.
Just playing David right now. David panicked too.
Oh, hello. 90.5.
Well, okay, now wait. Here's what happens too. Can I tell you something else? Usually right when we start, so all the phone lines are jammed. Then right when we start Spence's Challenge, people know that if they're not on the phone, that they're not playing. So they go away. So here's what's weird. Always hang out until the game starts. Because like what just happened there, we just had two people in a row bail and panic. And then, honestly, it was like, there's not going to be anybody there. It's just a weird thing that happened. Do you think that the phone lines all the time are just crazy? It's not like that. So who are we going to try now?
So now we got Justin Martin from Henderson.
Justin, you're going to stay, right?
Yes, I am. Okay. I'm ready. I've been trying to do this a long time.
Love all of that. So then you already know 5 questions, 30 seconds, pop culture, rip from the headlines. You also know we don't say pass on the show. We say what?
Kambuzo. I'm not good at pronouncing it.
I'm sorry. What do we say?
I'm not good at pronouncing it.
Okay, no. Repeat it. This is
oh, no.
This is the weirdest Spence's Challenge ever. Okay, wait, hang on. Okay, repeat after me. Jim.
Jim. Buzo?
No, slow down.
No.
Jim.
Okay.
Just repeat after me. Jim.
Okay.
Jim. Don't try to do it on your own, dude. You're not ready. You're just not ready. You're not ready.
I am.
Okay, no. Jim.
Okay. Jim.
Bob.
Bob.
Cooter.
Cooter. Jim Bob Cooter.
Cooter.
Oh, Cooter. Jim Bob Cooter.
Yeah, there you go. See?
Okay.
Okay, and then I know you know the answer to this one. Well, are you going to Cooter today?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to Jim Bob Cooter.
I love every single bit of this. All right, Justin, 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. Justin, what pop star shocked fans by revealing a giant stomach tattoo over the weekend?
Jim Bob Cooter.
That guy. Who's the star of the movie that was number one at the box office this weekend?
I don't know. Jim Bob Cooter. Yeah. Jim Bob Cooter.
What TV star reportedly hit a skateboarder with their car on Friday?
We're out of time.
That's the greatest Spence's Challenge.
Spence's Challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Spence! Is
that as loud as that sounded?
Okay. You don't understand, dude. This is the weirdest, most bizarre, most abnormal. Okay, so we go to the first Tiffany.
Yes.
Not there.
Okay.
He picks up another one. Lasso picks up another. David. Not there. Okay. Panics. Goes to a third one. Justin, who's awesome, But hey, Justin, we don't say pass on this show. We say what?
Tim Bob Cooter.
Almost, yeah, good. That because real honest to God, that was after a dozen tries.
Okay.
That's the best he came up with.
Okay, good.
that was after he said like he's been dying to be on here forever.
Yeah, yeah. It was great. No, it was great. And he's a great guy. And just, I think the moment got a little big.
Okay.
And then he's going through and really thinking about the questions.
Yeah. Oh,
so okay. You'll need one.
Okay.
You'll need one.
Okay.
Two of these we'll be hearing for the first time.
Oh, okay. He really was well thought about him. Okay.
And through it all, we'll never forget this day.
Never.
Never. Ever, ever. Same five questions. Fame 30 seconds. Fame 30 seconds. Same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one.
Got it.
Here we go. What pop star shocked fans by revealing a giant stomach tattoo over the weekend?
Justin Bieber.
Who's the star of the movie that was number one at the box office this weekend?
Tyler Perry.
What TV star reportedly hit a skateboarder with their car on Friday?
Dr. Phil.
Which NBA team has already fired their coach after only three games?
Phoenix Suns.
And what hip-hop star got booted from a hotel in Albany, New York over the weekend?
Cardi B.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
I gotta tell you, Justin, you were awesome. You really were.
Thank you.
No, we dig you.
I didn't hear, but on the Centennial Toyota text line, that was painful. OMG, I'm dying. And WTF, Justin, what just happened?
No, it wasn't. It was awesome. It was awesome. All right. What pop star shocked fans by revealing a giant stomach tattoo? Justin said.
Oh, boy. Jim Bob Cooter?
Yeah. Yeah. After about 8 or 9 seconds of that. Spence said.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Yes, sir.
Justin Bieber.
It's got an eagle on it. It's got like
Grizzly Bear.
Son of God. It's got
no, skeletons. He covered over the Son of God.
Oh, did he?
It used to just say Son of God the way that Tupac had Thug
that's
Life.
That's right.
He had Son of God. Now that's all gone. And then on the one chesticle, he's got a grizzly bear.
Yeah.
Other chesticle,
a
there's
lion.
Some. Yeah, lion. And then wow, bro. Wow.
Too much money, too much time.
One for Spence. Who's the star of the movie that was number one at the box office over the weekend? Justin said.
Oh, boy. I don't know. Jim Bob Cooter?
Spence said.
Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry.
Booyah! Booyah!
What TV star reportedly hit a skateboarder with her car on Friday? Justin said.
Didn't get to it.
Yeah, we actually didn't get through it. Never got an answer in. Spence said.
Dr. Phil.
It was Dr. Phil.
Booyah! Booyah!
So we know how this went. Which NBA team has already fired their coach after only three games, Justin?
Nothing.
Spence?
Phoenix Suns?
Yep.
Booyah! 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 Booyah!
Three games, dude. Relax.
I know.
What hip-hop star got booted from a hotel in Albany, New York over the weekend, Justin?
Didn't get to it.
Spence?
Cardi B.
And one.
Booyah!
And two.
Booyah!
And three.
Booyah!
And four.
Booyah!
And five.
Spence's challenge. Spence's challenge. Spence's challenge. My name's Spence. And it's a challenge, that's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
Ooh, Justin.
So you get nothing.
Nothing.
You lose.
You lose.
Good day, sir.
Was it everything you thought it would be, though?
I still have fun.
Yeah.
And we
don't say pass on this show, we say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
My man.
And at this point, what we do is we dismiss you, Justin. You have been dismissed.
Okay.
Well, have a great day. Thank you.
I will. You guys too.
All right, brother. He was all right.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. Can you pull audio? I know you're running around by yourself today.
Oh, yeah.
Can we pull audio of him trying to say Jim Bob Cooter?
Yeah, we can pull audio.
Just because I was. If for no other reason, I don't even want to play it on the air because I don't want to embarrass him. I just want to play it for Spence.
Okay. I'd love to hear it.
No, really, we'll play it on the air. So we'll throw another $25 into the Terrible Herb Spence's Challenge jackpot. The double math major from Florida State University, the head of finance and mathematics for Jet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo, Kayla Jo Walker, no está aquí.
No.
So what's the new total? Do you know?
$423
right.
For a tie. And, of course, if you beat me tomorrow, a $1,000 bonus.
Because a win for Spence, a win for America.
Bless America.
Win for Spence, a win for P1s everywhere.
Over in Piccoli Ranch at Polo Green, salute.
I did not give you the heads up on this, but Fetish and Fantasy Ball tickets.
Oh, nice.
Freaky. We'll find out who's who and what's what right now. That's coming up this Saturday at Red Rock, now at Red Rock Casino and Resort. They've never had it there before.
No.
Oh, boy. Saturday, October 28th, locals save big money by buying GA tickets at any station, casinos, rewards, center. You can get them for $59 plus the fee. But you don't have to worry about that if you just call 702-364-9898. Call number 25, you get yours for free right now.
Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo, 98.5 KLUC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.